Thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio on LiveParanormal.com. Hosted by owners Robert Zarek and Nikki Paranormal. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio. My name is Nikki Paranormal, and I'm just one of the hosts tonight. The other one's Rob Zarek. Let's bring him in live.
Good evening.
Good evening. How official.
It's like my
sounding
count.
Quite proper.
Like an attempt
at being proper, I suppose.
Yeah, you know, I think I don't remember if I know I told you this before, but my family got my sister got the ancestry thing, and we did have Transylvanian in our ancestry, so I'm just honing in on the Transylvanian, saying that I am a count.
Saying good evening.
Good evening.
Don't you have to go like Bond?
Count Dracula. I could have played more into it, but I just didn't.
Well, I'm disappointed, but anyway, there's always other shows.
There is, so we'll have to work hard on that. You know, and it's funny because we had ample time. We had no. What's that? Mm-hmm.
Now you have
we
homework.
Had no time. Yes, and I've got a new notebook. I got it for my birthday.
There you go.
And it feels right. And you know what's funny is, like, I'm surprised whoever gave it to me, and it was you, didn't put, like, write dummy on it, like, wrote dummy across the bottom, because it just is right. Like, I would have totally have taken advantage of that extra space.
Or taken advantage
else.
Of the fact to put never above it.
Yeah.
And cross, yeah, made yeah, it say it, right, like, R-I-G-H-T.
Right.
See?
The way that it's written, it's like a handwritten right. And I would have handled it in the same. I would have had fun with it.
Well, there's always homework for me too, I suppose.
Yeah, you gotta join the comedy team. But what I found interesting today was that it's the complete opposite of what normally happens. So today we got an email from our provider that there might be a problem with the studio and calling. We had no problem. Every other time since lately, we've had problems. That's true. We haven't got our guests calling in yet.
That's what I'm saying.
That was bad.
Jinx it.
So bad.
Way to go, man. Way to go.
That wasn't right.
Well, let's hope that
it
just flows nice and smooth, unlike most things, and that we have no issue.
I don't know. I know that I did go over the points that I was like, hey, let's try not to talk about this tonight. And you were already doing the introduction. So that point, my points of, hey, let's not talk about that, were already
doing
they
it.
Were left to, yeah, they were just gone. Like I was talking to myself. And I already knew my points. So it just would have been great to have you hear them as well, but
well,
live and learn. Okay. Look at the clock.
There's always another show, right?
Yeah, well, you know, my notebook is just filling up with what
things
to
do. You're going to need another one, aren't you?
Apparently. It's because I don't have to. It says right, and I'm the only one who can see this right now. And since you purchased it, I'm sure you remember what it looked like.
And I'm sure everyone is probably like, don't give a shit.
It should say right and wrong on it, you know, because I can put all my wrongs as well, which.
Right,
you know,
but mostly wrong.
Probably, once in a while wrong.
Yeah.
But
largely, mostly wrong. Potato, I guess.
Yeah. But as for tonight, we'll stick with the right part. You know, we haven't had Joni on in quite some time. And the last time we had her on, we did a group free reading night with her and Lisa. Now, while those are fun and entertaining, they are also very hectic. So we don't really get a chance to talk to, you know, our readers during that time period. So it's always right. nice to have, you know, them come back on and actually talk to us.
Oh, yeah.
You know, rather than just, hey, your reading's next, and then they do a reading, they're like, wow, that was cool.
Yeah.
You know, so, and I remember we had a bunch that we had talked about and we wanted to talk about the last time she was on and didn't even get a chance to, you know, come around and talk to everything, so, or cover everything. So, you know, we have a lot we can talk to about and see what she's up to and what her goals and plans are for the new year. And, yeah, I know we've been doing a lot of investigating and we've had some interesting things come up, and we actually sent her some videos earlier today for her to look at and get her take on.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it looks like she's in the studio, so shall we go ahead and bring her in live?
No, I don't know.
I think so. Joni White Buffalo, okay. Everyone, we're going to bring her in live. Hey, Joni.
Hey, girl, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I can't complain.
Good.
And it's nice to have you on tonight.
It's good to have you guys. I'm so happy to be here.
Yay.
And it's not for the typical free reading night, which I feel a lot of times we're robbed of the actual communication with you, because it's mostly like you call in and we're like, all right, here's another one. Here's another one. And then we might say thank you, or wow, that was cool, or some kind of generic, you know, ender after every one of your readings, like, whoa, you know, like we're blown, you know, we are blown away, but just like a general quick, you know, snap it out and we'll get a new person coming through. So we never actually get a chance to talk about much.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have you on, you know, kind of in a more relaxed setting. And we don't have any surprises. There's no curveballs. If I would have had time. See, now I was saying that, I wish I had some sort of surprise or a curveball to throw, because that would be like, I don't know why I didn't think of it. I guess I'm just off today. But, you know, normally I'd be like, hey, guess what? We are taking callers and we have 30 lined up for you. You know, surprise. But there's none of that. So we can talk about, you know, our, you know, different things in what's going on with you and what's going on with us and the paranormal in general, and get your take on, you know, stuff, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Me too. This is going to be fun. You guys
definitely.
Know I'm always anything you ever want to read or just to chill out, that'd be awesome.
Cool.
Can you hear me okay, by the way?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
That actually sounds, hopefully you got us okay, and we're, as I mentioned earlier today, it was weird, and I'm going to say it again, but we had an email that said from our provider that the studio may be goofy tonight, but it's not. So go figure. The nights that they say it might be goofy, it's not. And the day that, you know, it's supposed to be all perfect, then we have little things go haywire. So
you know what? That's how it always works. Don't be surprised.
Yeah.
You know this, Rob, as well as Nikki. Whenever we work with paranormal, we will have things lined up, and we have a goal and a plan, and then we get to action, and it's like spirit takes over and does all the interference and like plays electronics, and you're like, what the heck's going on? So there's a whole bunch of different reasons, but I always tell people, like, just go with the flow. As it goes, you go, you know?
Well,
it happens organically,
funny.
Right?
Funny you brought that up. We had an investigation about a month ago, and it was our first time at this location, actually doing an investigation. And you know, you hear about the draining of the devices and electronics and the batteries, and you know, and it's kind of like the thing where if you have a bad battery, you can just laugh it off. It's always paranormal. It just becomes, you know, commonplace, and to me, it's kind of silly. But we were already running late for this investigation, and we charged all of our batteries, and we had a couple of investigators meet us there. And they charge all of their stuff. So we get in. We're already running late. We're scrambling to get set. And I think between the two sets of us, we had maybe 10 batteries, all fully charged, and, you know, none of them worked. We kept putting them in.
Right.
As soon as we walked in a building, it would just drain our batteries. That led me to, for the first time ever, kind of buy in with that statement. Because normally I just like, oh, it's the battery gods. It's not the, you know, it's paranormal. But it was to the point where it was insane. And I had, you know, the phone, or my, even my phone battery was dying. And it was just, everything was charged and nothing was cooperating electronically with us or for us that evening. So I think it can happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely think it does happen. I mean, it's always interesting to find out, like, you know, when we work in this field, anything electronic, we always tend to have, like, anything as, like, a communication breakdown, battery power failure. I mean, there's people who've gone on investigations and bought brand-new batteries bought from the store fully charged, get there on location, walk through those doors. It's almost like an invisible barrier you cross. And then it's like all this energy is being sucked right out. So I've definitely seen it. I've seen it with you guys happen multiple times. You know, you walk in and you're like, what the heck? But what about, like, when you have your camera set up and it's filming and then out of the blue, like, all your equipment turns off and you're like, what the hell just happened? You know, we were catching some great stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So that's definitely got to be frustrating, you know?
Well, you know, we had that happen. We were shooting a Halloween special in this coal mining town by Johnstown, Pennsylvania. And we had a camera. I don't know if you remember this or not, Nicole, but when we were doing the top floor towards the tail end, and the camera was like spitting out like error codes and word and things I've never seen before. And it was turning on and off and like spinning around. I mean, it really wasn't spinning around, but if it was spinning around, it wouldn't have like surprised me. I've never seen a camera act like the way it was acting during this one portion of our investigation. On the tripod, you know, fresh batteries, and I still, to this day, and we've functioned with these cameras probably since, like, 2016, and I've never seen anything like it before. And that just happened. So, you know, you never know.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And actually, the funny thing was, is I think this was right before, this was at the location that you actually, we live streamed on TikTok the next trip, which was only a couple of weeks after that. And it was in the same the same building. And it was just, I found that to be really weird because it was something that we've just never had happen before. And sadly enough, as I say this now, I should write this down because I just got a new notebook. I've neglected to check out the footage on that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So now in my new notebook, I just wrote down, check out footage. You know, what were you thinking? Because, you know, that I until like you mentioned it, I kind of was just, I don't know if I would have remembered, but it was something that was actually memorable. But yeah, and that's what happens, especially with some of our, I'm going through all of our footage and past footage, and it's so many gigabytes of stuff. And when I've been thumbing through stuff, you find stuff that you can't even believe that you captured, and it's been sitting like in a Google Drive for the last like 5 years. And last night I found we were in this like central or towards the Ohio-Kentucky border, and we're filming, and it's just, there's three of us, and there is like an Australian man's voice was like, hey, hello there, how are you, or something, you know, and like, where did this come from? And like, I found it now, and this was, I think we filmed it in 2016, so it was going through the footage, I think, is the most difficult part, and then once you get behind, you know, it's just like anything else,
it's
so overwhelming because we have probably tens of thousands of hours of footage. And now when you try to go back and put things up, because I'm like, hey, we should start putting stuff on our YouTube channel. And when,
it's so overwhelming.
Enough, but when you have, you know, over thousands of investigations and each time you have probably four or five cameras, you know, it's it's overwhelming. So now I'm overwhelmed just thinking about it.
Right.
So we need to get like a team of people just to watch our footage.
Well, that's just it. It's like I've sat and watched many shows, as I'm sure many of our viewers tonight would agree. We're watching these shows and, you know, got all of this in 1 hour, you know, certain evidence. No, I don't think people really sit back and wonder, like, how many hours has this team sat there or how many days and have gone through all of the footage, all of the audio, all of the recordings with the patience and with a skilled ear to be able to pick up some of those frequencies or those sounds, you know, having to run it through a computer to, like, minimize background noise and stuff. And I'm just like, when it comes to things like this, my hat goes off to anybody who has the patience to sit and just go through those hours, because sometimes you'll sit there for 8 hours and have nothing, and it might be at the very end where, boom, you got something. You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I've heard people say that they've gone on investigations, went through the footage, found a few things, that was that. They look back years later and realize, oh, my God, how did we miss this piece or this piece? And they, you know, so they ran it through another filter to clean out, you know, a lot of the background noise and found even more stuff. So how crazy would it be if you guys, like, everything you've got today, you know, who knows where technology will be in 10 years and you go back and then you might even pick something else up. Right? Like, that's incredible. They say that spirit can leave an electronic footprint. So, like, whether it's tape recordings, audio, video, whatever it is, you know, I think it's incredible. I think it's incredible that they're able to do that. So, you know, to all you guys who have the patience to sit there and go through the footage and kind of scan, I mean, hats off to you guys. Hats off to you. I'm just lucky I don't have to sit and do that to, you know, pick up on things. But you know what? It's because of people like you who work so hard and tirelessly that validate us, you know, to the ones of us who do go on site. You know what I mean? And a lot of times there'll be things that we miss as mediums that you guys are able to, boom, look what we caught, you know? So it's definitely an interesting field to get into. And gotta have lunch.
Well, the one positive, but then it turns into a negative, is we use a lot of, like, ghost boxes and things that what Nikki calls instant gratification devices. So obviously if you're using a ghost box, you know, I can think of, you know, many scenarios where you get a response and you're like, wow, that's a great response. And you know it's there. And so it's like, oh, yeah, we have to go back. Let's timestamp it. Or sometimes you don't even have to even timestamp it. You just go to it. But you find a lot of evidence and voices and noise, a lot of voices that are a lot of intelligent voices are just captured by the camera. And I can tell you there's so much that we have that is just a disembodied voice that we did not hear at the time. So the positive is that we captured a disembodied voice. The negative is the camera is running for 6 hours. Now, do I have to sit there and look all 6 hours for that disembodied voice? It makes it, you know, and it's one of those things that, like, I feel like if I put in the 6 hours, you might be able to play it and then do other stuff. But then you're, then what about if there's, like, something visual? So then you're missing the visual. You know, so
a ghost walks by and we missed it because we were only hanging on the audio. You, that would be bad.
It gives you jazz hands or something like that. You miss it because you're just listening.
Yeah.
I've never.
I like that interpretation. Jazz hands.
I used to use that more. I kind of went away from the jazz hand thing. It would come up quite often, but I can't remember. Something happened, or there was something funny that, like, is not funny anymore because I can't think of what happened. Yeah, but I was stuck on it. Something with jazz hands was funny back in the, like, 5 years ago, but it's beyond me now.
Well, I find it very cute and funny. But it's so, like, you know what? I think it's the best way to express it, you know, like jazz hands. You focus on one thing and here comes the jazz hands, right?
Right.
Sometimes spirit will do that too. And I know you guys know this. Like, they will, you know, have you come into one room, just like at the location you guys were at recently. They'll have you come into one room and, you know, they've got all this stuff going on. And thankfully, you have your cameras in another room where something passed by or you picked up something visually, you know, that you would have missed, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's called distraction, like to distract us.
Well, and what it is too, it's, you have to be real strict on your review, and I am. I'm going to say I'm just not that great at reviewing and being strict because I, and the reason why I brought this up is because we posted a video last week that was, it we captured, and it was of a shadow moving across the bed, and
mm-hmm.
people really liked it, and it got tens of thousands of views. And now normally I would just be listening to it, but I was actually watching it and caught it. So, you know,
right.
once again, the pros and cons of that type of stuff, because it's not easy, but it's fun, you know, and it's exciting, and
it's really rewarding when you get something. But when you watch like what feels like a bajillion hours worth of footage, your eyeballs feel like you start to see things that aren't necessarily there, and then you're listening for audio so hard that you start hearing things that might not be there. And by the time you got through the entire big set of files and you had nothing, that's when you really question whether or not it's worth going through the rest of the files. But for every one of those amazing finds that you have, it kind of re-energizes you to keep going. So we just hope for more finds and less countless hours of nothing.
and then, you know, you can actually, there's probably some merit to people who are like, well, I investigate by myself and myself only, because I know for a fact, and I mean this in the nicest way possible for both of us, is that when we might find a piece of evidence, and then we're so mm-hmm. pumped up to tell the other person and show it to them, and we're like, yeah, no, we don't hear it. And then, like, your whole thing is, like, shocked, you know, but that's good because you have people who critique it, but it's like, oh, my God.
But we're being honest,
know.
You know. I could totally lie and be like, yeah, I heard it.
You should lie more
uh-huh.
because you don't lie at all. You always are like, no,
I don't.
I don't.
I sometimes say maybe because I didn't have my headphones on, but I don't sugarcoat anything. I'm like, I don't know what the hell you are talking about because I heard nothing. And he'll be like, no. And I'm like, yeah. But, you know, I'm not saying
and then,
that
and
I'm
then I'll
end all.
Like, I
might not just
yeah,
might
you
not
are.
Be hearing it.
Well, that's the downside. Is it? She probably is the end all because, like, I'm like, should I post this? You're like, but I don't hear it. You know, so if you don't hear it, we don't post.
Well, you're more
it,
than
so.
Welcome to send it to someone else. I'm just telling you, I personally didn't hear it. Now, sometimes it's because I'm not using my headphones, or maybe there are certain times, and I think certain like frequencies and things of that sort that sometimes some people can hear crystal clear and others can't.
I'm going to throw this
so
out there.
Be that. Mm-hmm.
Being a sensitive and a medium, I've gone to locations with a crew here in Canada. We've caught mm-hmm. some stuff on audio, and then there was some stuff that they didn't necessarily hear on audio, but I mm-hmm. swore I heard it, even on the playback. And they're like, are you sure you heard it? I'm like, I can hear it. How can you not hear this? And
right.
the running joke is like, oh, it's just the people in your head talking to you. But I think sometimes it's almost like, what do you call, you know, when a dog's with the whistle, people can't hear
mm-hmm.
it, but dogs can hear it. Well, apparently
right.
if you're sensitive enough, even on audio playback, other people may not hear that. The majority of them may not hear it, but people who are really sensitive may pick up on those cues. Right.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
it's always interesting
so then,
to me being on this side is like, what do
mm-hmm.
other people experience? Do they get it as well? Or, you know. So I always
right.
like to
what?
Share with a few people, not just one or two. But this is where
mm-hmm.
sometimes investigating by yourself is a huge plus, because you know you can minimize other outside noises. You know that
yep.
it's just you, and anything you mm-hmm. might have heard, somebody else can validate and say, yeah, I heard it too, or no, you're crazy. It's people in your head talking to you, you know?
right.
You
the
know,
only time it stinks
the
is the review. If you're doing the review all
yeah.
by yourself, that's when it becomes
yeah.
like.
You definitely yeah. want to have a few people.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I
yeah.
Maybe I'm just super. Maybe I'm just a super sensitive, and I can pick up everything. So I think I'm gonna start. I will start sending all of my clips when I'm really excited to Joni. Like, you gotta listen.
There
to
you
this.
Go.
She'll, you know, she'll be like,
yeah.
wow, that's exactly what I hear too. And I'm like, all right, we're on the same page. And then we'll send it to
right.
Nicole, and
yeah.
she'll be like, no, it's dumb. And then it'll go nowhere.
well,
no,
but you know what
I
reserve
the right to call
things
dumb. That won't change, Rob.
Yeah, but I've done that to me, too, where they call me and they say, we think we heard this. And I'm like, I don't hear it. And right. then they're like, well, you know, should we go on her word because being a medium? And I'm like, that may not just be because of the mediumship. It just might be the fact like it's not actually there. But then they hear what sounds like a whirring sound that I hear, that they're hearing something else. You ever had that too, right. where you have cross-faded sounds where you hear one thing and they hear it differently?
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
even
we
hear a file, and it seems to have altered.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say.
Something sense. Mm-hmm.
That's what I was just going to say. Yeah. Like, sometimes I think that, like, that whole tape recording theory, you know how they say, like, spirit can, you know, what do you call, what's that word?
Stone tape theory or whatever.
Itself, I guess. Yeah, so you get what I'm saying. So, like, it gets stuck on the sound, on the clip, the audio, but when you go to send it, it somehow transforms or changes. Like, I was doing
right.
a read here a couple months back, and somebody from my dream team was recording because we started getting stuck. Now, what we all heard organically, all of us collectively, was one sound. When we played the recording back after the show, we all heard a different sound. It sounded like a high-pitched whistling. But during the show, mm-hmm. it sounded like a female talking. We couldn't make
right.
out what she was saying. It's a high-pitched. So it was like, that's interesting, because they used a recorder outside of the electronics we were using. And mm-hmm. it was like, how come it changed sound? How come it changed? So, you know, when he sent it to us, I was like, that is so different than what we heard. So you
right.
have
And what I've also
that.
Noticed, I did a study where I actually sent a file to people, and this was basically people that were did not communicate with each other in regards to what they thought it said, and I sent it to people all mm-hmm. across the globe, okay? And what I thought was really interesting was I had two people who were raised when they were little in upstate New York, and both of those people heard the same thing. No one else had heard the exact same thing but these two people. And I thought that that was really
wow.
interesting, because I didn't know if that had to do with something maybe that, you know, like the area, you know, something, you know, because that's the only thing that was in common. You know, other people had
right.
heard some things that were similar, but not stating the same exact statement. And I thought that that was super interesting.
Right.
I mean, I went to controls such as sending an audio program for them that was a free program for them to download to listen to the file. The only thing I couldn't do was send them earphones, you know, because I'm poor.
Right.
But, you know, like that was, I tried to put all the controls in place that I possibly could, you know, and that I thought
right.
was super interesting. Do I know any, like, technical rationale as to why that might be the case? No. But I've also listened to files on my computer and then played them through my car audio and heard something totally different. And it's the same file.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of, it's strange.
It's really unique. And I think when we get a chance to look at things like this, we're going to weigh in the scientific approach. We're going to weigh in the mm-hmm. spiritual approach, you know, and then the atheist. Being somebody who doesn't believe in science or spirituality and just says, well, it's just a sound, or it sounds like a car door closing, or, you know, it's for me, even what I do, I always like to run to both the spiritual and the scientific. Can we rule this out? Can we rule it in? Is this, you know, all scientific, or is this, you know? And so when we find something like what you've experienced, that's really interesting. Like, that
right.
takes us to a whole other field. Okay, let's study this, and let's get 100 more people now, and
mm-hmm.
let's see if we can get two from each place. And see if it's the
right.
same. So it's like recreating that. You know what I mean? That would
right.
be interesting.
I should do that. I still have the
that
same file. I have the
right.
same file still. I should
that
try that. Yeah. That would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So
I think
go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, I think it is too, like when I mentioned about that Australian accent we capture. I think you do get accents and stuff. You know, like, when we were here in Cleveland, there was, when you take and you factor in a certain type of accent with,
mm-hmm.
with when it fits the area, and you put keep that in mind, you can actually make out what I think was a perfect sentence. But when you just listen to it, you don't keep in mind where it's coming from. You know, you might hear something else, but when I brought up the mayor of the city, because he has a similar accent, and when you listen to him speak for a minute, and then you listen to that clip, it makes
that's
sense.
True.
So I think
yeah,
I think there is,
yeah.
You know, there's a little bit of area appropriate. Like we've been at the places that have been kind of like southern, and we've gotten southern accents. But when you keep
mm-hmm.
that in mind, then you kind of can, you hear it. But you can easily keep it as, you know, not, then it's more difficult.
I think you're on the right page. And you know what? Like, with what you just said, Nicole, about the whole, the two people in New York who caught the same sounds, like they heard the same thing. Was this something more of a sound, or was it like somebody talking?
It was someone talking.
Was it a verbal thing?
It was verbal.
Now, because of the accent, it might have been just because, you know, the spirit that was coming through might have been a native of New York and have that verbiage or that accent, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Right.
Because when I do reads with people, sometimes we'll have spirit come in who is, let's say, is French. Now, I was raised speaking French as a child, but I forget most of the language. So, you know, someone will come in and I won't understand what I'm hearing, but it's kind of like there's a filter and I can kind of lay it out. And if I sometimes repeat the words, it's all in the dialect, right?
Mm-hmm.
How is that the same?
Oh, yeah.
It's because sometimes I'll have somebody sitting with me and they're like, I don't understand this. And I'm like, but we're both speaking language. It's not like I'm telling you something and we hear a sound, right? I don't know how to explain it. It's like, it's so, I get where this is coming from because I've actually experienced this. And I'm like, I understand it. They understand it, but the woman here didn't get it. You know why? Because she doesn't have that French background. Do you know what I mean? So I was like, that's so cool.
Oh, maybe
my brain didn't explain it.
Awesome stuff, I'm telling you. It's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's so interesting.
So keeping that in mind and keeping in talking about review and talking about evidence and what we've captured, We sent you those clips today, and now we will post those clips after the fact. I didn't want to post them publicly until after we did our live show. What did you think? Did you get anything? Like, can you take a clip and is it?
Well,
my first question for you: when you look at a clip like that, can you feel what was happening in that moment, or is it something like when you do your readings and stuff? Is it better to be in real time? Does that matter to you?
Well, there's several answers to that. So when like we've done this in the past with you guys, where you guys were on location and then we got on the phone together and I did what's called like a remote view. So it's almost like I'm able to jump that space and I'm able to connect. And then there's times where I've had somebody send me a clip, like this is where they'll call me and say, can you come to the house and investigate and cleanse? And I'll be like, send me anything, video, audio, whatever. So they'll send it to me and I'll review it. And truth be told, like, even though I have excellent hearing, when it comes to trying to pick up sounds, I'm the worst at it. So I always get somebody else on the team to take a look. But oftentimes I'll be like, as I'm watching the video, it's almost like whatever was on that tape, stone theory kind of thing, I feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes I'm able to visualize. So if we hear like somebody dropping a shoe, in my visual, I may not see a person dropping a shoe, but I'll see somebody coming in and closing a door and then putting their shoes down, the jacket down. So it's like it's a scene that unfolds itself. But all you guys heard was what sounds like a shoe dropping, right? So sometimes that can happen. It depends where you are and how strong that energy was, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've even had people who send me pictures that actually speak volumes. So it's almost like I can hear the picture talking to me. So some do, some don't. You know, it all depends on where you guys have been. It is extremely active. It is super busy. I think the last time we were talking, there was quite a bit going on. And I thought, oh, my God, I don't know how these guys are sitting there and not feeling all this and not going, I'm out of here. You know,
right.
You guys are like, no, we're doing this.
the clips that we sent you were from about a week ago, maybe a little bit longer. And between 7 to 10 days. Now, I had a chance to sit and review the four clips, and there were some interesting things that I both came up with, found out, and then also heard. So I sent you just minor, you know, small portions of probably about 40 minutes of video footage, which doesn't seem like a lot, but, you know, going through it with, you know, care, it takes a long time. So, you know, I'm curious because there was a couple, and the reason why we picked these out is now I was there, you know, so we investigated in the beginning of December and the beginning of January. There were crossover stuff that I think was coming through that was relevant to both investigations. So I'm curious to see, and some were kind of oddball. like things that we've never gotten before. So just kind of curious to see if, you know, if you pick up on any of that stuff, which, because we've given you no information other than
That's right. And you know what? I've definitely picked up on stuff. The second video almost made me drop my phone, so thank you. definitely picked up stuff. It's interesting you use the word crossover, because I definitely feel like there was like almost like a time layer, which is so weird to say this, but it's like when you were asking questions, you had a male coming in from let's just say 1930, and then you had a woman coming in from 1980, and they both started to speak to you at the same time, but it's almost moments apart. And I was like, oh my God, are they aware of each other? And in the second audio clip, I was listening to it and I'm like, okay, I get this feeling like some there understand that the other is there, but they're not in the same time frame. As crazy as it sounds, I was like, I don't get this. So I went back over it a few more times just to kind of get a better feel of what I'm getting. So I hear what sounds to me like someone saying Ed, but I feel like the person connecting to this is somebody named John. I also feel like something about the mattress. So I know a lot of people already, when they think of haunted houses and rooms and there's a bedroom, and then, you know, in some locations you go to, they actually have like a bed, right? And everyone will automatically say, oh, if there's a bed, that must mean someone sits on it, or, you know. In this particular case, I actually feel like somebody is annoyed because something's not done right with the bed. So it's almost like you have the bed in the wrong place, or you have the wrong bed sheets on it, or it's facing the wrong way. There's something about it that's not right. And this woman's upset about it. She's really upset. She doesn't like it. So either the wrong bed in the wrong bedroom. Do you know what I'm saying? So with this, her energy comes in, and it's like when the male starts talking, she's annoyed enough. It's like she's trying to interrupt him. She doesn't care about anything else. She's like, no, listen, you guys understand, this is my room, my space, nobody's listening, so I'm not going to let you talk. So that's the energy I feel with this female. Like, she's wanting to interrupt, she's wanting to cut. So I'm like, okay, let's go there, let's just say that's what that is, because what you guys, like you have said the other day, you could have been there for 3 days, and going over 3 days of audio, you know, you felt more closely to choosing these two clips in particular, right? And I was just like, it's funny, because I hear the word Ed, and then the second one, which creeped me out, Nikki, this was like, you said it and they repeated it. I heard creepy. Creepy. Mm-hmm. What the heck is that? Now, was he repeating you to tell you he's hearing you, or was he mocking you? And to be honest, I think he was mocking you. But I don't feel like it was against you in a harmful way. It was more like, yeah, we can hear you. So what? What? No. She said creepy. Let's creep her out. Creepy. You know, that kind of feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So who's the George? Who's Ed? Who's John? And then the M name woman coming in. Do you understand any of this that I've given you?
I know an M name for a woman.
Okay, because she's annoyed. Mm-hmm. That's all I know from those few clips that I got. This is the energy that I pick up from this. For the men, did you guys hear the name Ed?
No.
Okay,
Not that I recall.
Ed. I don't know why. In the very first video clip that you sent me, in the beginning, I hear the word Ed, the first few seconds you're going in. And then I hear it saying something like, pick it up, or you pick it up, or it's been picked up.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that also?
I heard something like pick it up or something, yeah.
Well, something like that, yeah. I'm not.
I have to make sure. But I believe that was the one that when we talked about who died and how they died.
Okay.
And what I had noticed is we had got the word help me, like help me, we need help, like 17, 18 times in a short amount of time. And that first clip had that, you know, it had a couple help me's, and then it had a woman, or what I had got as a woman's voice, and she even told us how she died. Nikki did not hear that yet, you know, and I don't know if she went back and listened to it or not, but, you know, and then there were some other parts on that other clip too, which I was trying to figure out who was the, you know, the guy who was talking to us that actually said, I'm not creepy. And then he had made reference to religion.
Yeah, I did hear something like something creepy. I did hear that. Mm-hmm. And it did sound like it was short syllable, like I'm not creepy or I am creepy. It did sound like he was saying something like that. I'm not sure, but the other thing before I forget, when I was hearing the part of creepy, I get the feeling like you guys actually brought something from outside and brought it into that room. Did you do that? Okay, because it's almost like they're trying to tell you about something you brought has attachment,
we
and they're trying to tell you, this is creepy. Do you know what I mean?
We did bring something from outside in that would not have normally been in the space.
Been in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's almost like they're telling you that you're creepy. They're not creepy. You're creepy. You're bringing something in. That's creepy.
Well, and then the funny thing was, and it's not a name that you alluded to, but when we were talking about the item we brought in, and if anything came with it, we had got a male name that kept coming through, but it wasn't one that you had mentioned.
Okay, well, don't mention, but I will tell you the three names that I heard Ed by my ears, by like hearing the app you guys were using, or the ghost box. But the other two came to mind as I was listening right away. So I was like, gee, I wonder what the George is, what the John is. I heard the Ed, but the George and John was more like a mental. It was like a spiritual, mental kind of like airdrop, you know? It airdropped it to me.
Right.
Even the thing. But it was interesting because I was like, you know, I think I'd like to sit and watch a little bit more because I think the little bit that I did get is almost like you guys were just, you know, cat with a string. You're teasing me. I need more. Give me more. I'd like to sit with a little more. I think if I ever went to that place, I would have many confused feelings of being extremely excited to be there. At the same time, extremely creeped out because each room and each space, even in one room, there's three different spots of three different dimensional. Hold on a sec. I'm being interrupted. Yeah. So there's like three different spots that have like three different energy. It's almost like portal or something in one room. Do you know what I mean? If there's like a corner and there's another, and I'm like, oh, I don't know how I feel being here. It'd be like being a whirlwind or tornado in one room. So I don't know. Some people enjoy. For me, I don't know. it'd be curious. It'd be definitely curious. But I'm sure you guys, if you sat there, you could probably be there for the next 6 months and still be just in that one room alone catching stuff.
Well, it's funny
because
it's one of those rooms that like everyone goes and investigates, and I would say for like a year or more, got nothing. I didn't get anything. Anytime I went in there, it was just like nothing. And for whatever reason, like the last 3 months, all types of intelligent responses. You know, some are intelligent responses that I don't need here. She's not on board with it yet. You know, but it's still, to me, there's intelligent responses. You know, one that I think was very interesting, and like I said, I don't think that she listened again, was when I had asked, and I think it's on the clip that I had sent you about how did you die, and I believe there's the answer there. And, you know, to me, that's great. And, you know, the intelligent responses are what you're looking for. It may not say that at all. But, you know, in my mind, there's a possibility that we've got a lot of intelligent responses.
We've also got to remember, too, that these guys are so used to people coming in and asking questions. And most times people aren't patient enough to listen and wait or give them the time in between to kind of, give them that time to, because I mean, I've seen investigators go in and be like, who's here? Wait, what do you want? Why are you here? And it's like, guys, you just asked three questions in a span of 10 seconds. Like, give it a few minutes.
Right.
You know what I mean? They need time sometimes, right? So
you'll
have spirit come in and be like, yeah, these yahoos are back. I'm not going to bother. You know? So you give them a little time. And it's kind of like, in a weird way, you develop kind of like a relationship where once they get more trusting, then they start to open up more. You know, I find that even as a medium, there are some spirits that I'll sit with who are like, yeah, you're probably just like every other medium and or whatever. And so you develop that relationship in a sense, and you might even get more. What's that saying? You attract more bees with honey than vinegar?
Yep.
Right? Can't believe I said that right.
And I believe that to be true, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, is this the same location you guys were at the last time when we spoke? I'm guessing so, right?
No. No, mm-hmm. this was different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so,
and,
there was a couple
really good pieces that we even, like, I sent it to her and we, like, instantly agreed that's what it said. And,
yeah.
You know, we posted
that never happened.
Already, like, no. And, you know, I had asked if the, you know, the person was, you know, are you there? And I got the creepiest shot. She goes, I'm back. And, you know, and she heard it and she's like, yeah, it's 100% what that says. And,
yeah,
you know,
no
so we
friggin'
posted
doubt.
It right away.
Yeah.
You know,
oh.
Or the other one, the other response was, I forget what my question was. I don't want to give you the wrong question, but the response was, I'm dying. You know, so
mm-hmm.
was there anything I can do
for
you or something
wow.
like that? And the response was, I'm dying. And they were just like slam dunks that 100% of people heard it. And
yeah,
you know,
no doubt.
And so that was pretty cool. So it's like, you know, it's not just like, I think it said yes. You know, there's nothing that's like
there's no doubt.
It gives more question than, you know, the yes and no type answers, because you don't really know if it's saying yes or no. They're so short. You know, it might be saying yes, but
right.
when it gives you like the full, yeah, I'm here, how are you doing today, you know, response, that is, you know, what you look for. Though a lot of people run
those are the ones I think that
no's and hi's and stuff.
Right.
And I think those are the ones that give you that energy to want to be like, okay, I've just spent 3 months of, like, review, got a few things, and then, bang, you've got, like, that response. That would be like the,
right.
Alrighty then. You know, it's like you've got banners and everything around it, and you're like, this is why I do what I do.
Right.
Those ones are really
mm-hmm.
cool. Like, I mean, the one where, you know, if you guys got a response like, I am dying, like, that's more intelligible than saying, I'm, and then da-da-da-da, 10 minutes later,
and then it
death,
was like, it
dead.
Had emotion. It had emotion to it. It's like, I'm dying. It was like, whoa. It wasn't like,
that
you
is
know, I'm dying. You know, it was like, I'm dying.
Now,
it was awesome.
So when you got that, was that more like a, do you think this was kind of like, you know, that they also say that there's intelligent, and then there's what we call the leftovers or the repeat. You know, it's like spirit has energy that gets stuck in this replay motion. Did it feel like a replay to you, or did it feel like this energy was very much there and saying, look, I'm reliving my death, I'm dying, or this is, you know, what happened to me at the time of my death? And kind of like
to me, it felt
like
it was literally like dying right there.
Yeah,
like it
they
felt
were
like it had emotion
it
behind it. It didn't feel like a residual, like lost, you know, just stuck in time kind of thing. It really felt like, at least to me, I don't know. What do you think, Rob?
No, I agree. Plus, I think it was broken down to like a 45-second scenario, but, you know, the clip was 45 seconds, and we had intelligent responses just coming from different sources. And I felt like due to the questioning, it was not like a residual response. You know, it was, are you here? What can we do for you? Or do you need anything? And it was like, I'm dying. And then right after that, the woman, I asked if she was there, and she said, I'm back. Like, she left and just came back in the room. You know, like,
right,
she's
back. She rolled back
was,
in.
Like, super weird. Yeah.
Wait,
where,
this was
like, where
the
are
time
you?
Frame?
Like, I'm back.
This
was
yeah,
the
it was
the
same
time
frame.
I'm back and I'm dying? Oh, my
yeah,
goodness.
That, no, it was one continuous. I can send you the clip. It's 43 seconds long.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it's
it was
in
all
43
the other
seconds.
People. Rob, don't tease
it's,
me. You've got to send it now.
yeah, maybe I will.
Oh, don't even start that. Come on. You're going to go on the timeout corner.
I live in a timeout corner.
I would have loved to have been
yeah,
there.
He's used to that.
That's,
yeah, it was
like,
really
that's
cool.
That's my permanent corner.
He wouldn't know any other corner.
The way you guys work together is phenomenal. It really is. You guys don't know this. Maybe you do. You guys really balance each other out perfectly. You're like the yin, and the other one's the yang. You know what I mean? It's perfect.
Thank you.
No, it's legit. I've known you guys for years, and I've watched you work, and I've seen many other people work, and it's like you guys literally complement each other. You've always got that perfect balance where if one of you, you know, is more on the scientific, the other's on the spiritual, and then you guys take turns. And then the next day it'll be the other way around, right? But it's what works.
Yeah.
You got a good team.
We like to think so.
Yeah, I appreciate the compliment. It's not, we should get more compliments from our guests. I think that should be like a segment part. Like the, now,
oh, my God, Rob, that's a little much.
No, but you know what? You should have the applause button so when you get it, you're like, yes, and you hear a round of applause.
I think we do.
Heck yeah.
We might have that.
Oh, hold on.
We have to patty each other on the back.
I
remember we did one show where that went on, and I felt like Rocky. I was like, yes.
Let's see.
Oh, that's going to be amazing.
Here we go.
You know what? I wonder if I send you guys some of my audio clips that I've had over the years. Because I don't have the computer technology. The person who I worked with had all that techie stuff, but they're now taking care of minor health issues, so they're not able to. But I'm like, I would love for someone else to take a look and listen to see if they get anything.
Oh, that would be cool.
I'm more like the visual person. I'm like a visual learner. I can't sit still and listen and just be like, oh, it's more like whatever you think you might hear, send to me, and then I'll be able to pay attention to it there. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
My sister says I'm the lazy side of the investigation. I'm like, maybe, but I also am the one that talks to the dead, so I kind of have an excuse there. That's a terrible excuse, isn't it?
No.
No,
I'm,
we would totally do it if we could.
Excuses. I have tons of terrible excuses, and that was not too bad.
All right. So I think that's what we'll do. I'll send a couple over to you guys, and you can take a listen.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if one of my guys is able to send you that audio we were talking about where on air, we heard what sounds like a woman, but going back and reviewing, it sounded like a whistle, like an actual, like, it was so strange, and we all were like, what the heck? Like, we all know what we heard, so that would be interesting. That would be interesting to see what you guys get there.
No, that would be really cool. We've actually had a whistle come through in Ohio State Reformatory, and it was, like,
no
crazy.
Way.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you
yeah.
know what's funny is
it
I actually
so
have
crazy.
That right now. I'm sending mm-hmm. you the whistle, and I sent you that 43 seconds. So I actually delivered, and I over-delivered because the weirdest part was, is I think that's a sign for me to post this on social media tomorrow because I was looking
yeah.
at clips I should post, and one of them was the whistle from Ohio State Reformatory, and I actually have it on my phone, and I was
Fantastic.
Able just to send it to you right now as you mentioned it. So I think that it's beyond a coincidence that you had mentioned that clip from, you know, 3 years
yeah.
ago or whatever, and I have my finger on it because
That's
we have
crazy.
Probably 20,000 clips.
Right.
I think for me, just from my own experience, I've come across a lot of different sounds and disembodied voices that I have experienced both personally, like being physically there at the time as it's happening, and I'm hearing it right then and there, and then hearing it on the playback. I think the scariest one for me, besides hearing a very small child, which is my biggest fear is zombies and children, is the whistling. The whistling is the one that will get me. I can hear a growl. I can hear chanting. Those are all creepy, mind you, but it's when I hear the whistling, it's got that ominous feel to it where it's like, ugh. No, thank you. Like, you would see a Kool-Aid shape of me going out of a wall out of that building before that whistling stopped. That's all I got to say. I would not. No way.
Right.
What's your creepiest that you've ever heard, that you've ever experienced?
Ooh.
Well, we had that guy tell us he was creepy.
Yeah. It literally, like, replied and even went into... like giving us a name and everything. That was pretty weird.
That's gotta be one of the more creepier ones you've had. Was that recent?
Well, there's a creepy guy at the end location, and he's just creepy and says creepy things, you know. But that's another thing. Is like, if you say creepy things, is it really creepy or is it just, you know, I don't.
Yeah, that was really creepy though.
Yeah,
it was
creepy. The stuff he was saying was creepy.
And his voice alone, and just like, Yeah.
I think one of the things that I'm always, even as a medium, I'm always looking for the scientific side as well. And I like to think that I balance myself out that way. By always trying to look at all options. Really, I do. And I think one of the more scarier things is when I'm trying to balance something out. I think I hear something, and I'm like, you know, using those apps, and this is what drives me sometimes about certain apps that we use, and I'm not going to name any at the moment, but I'll share them with you afterwards. And this is what I was wondering about, why I asked you about the one you had experienced, the recording. It's where I'll say something like, okay, if you're here and validate, can you repeat after me, red shirt? And then on the app, you know, let's just say he says red shirt. And then I'll say, okay, that was cool. And then 30 seconds later, if it says cool, then I go, okay, scientific side, is this damn thing recording me just like, you know, picking up on what I'm saying? Or is it spirit?
Right.
So that's why I like to use more than just one type of ghost box or app. It's just to kind of validate, you know what I mean? Because the ones that do come in, and if they're mocking you or repeating you, and then they go into conversation with you later, that's where you're like, whoa. Like, for me, that's my whoa moment. You know what I mean? Because they say that, you know, anything that's lower energy will mock you or repeat after you. And then they'll go into, you know, conversation, saying some pretty dark stuff or, you know, and then if the whistling gets thrown in there, like I said, I'm out the window, I'm out the door. I'm making my own door. I'm out of there.
Right. Yeah, I hear you.
I can't think of anything that's been, like, totally creepy. We've had some experiences that, you know, were interesting or we found, you know, that was amazing or something, like.
Right.
Or funny. We've had some experiences that were just funny. Like, we had a spirit box and we ran in the hallway at this location for the entire investigation. And every time this one investigator would walk by the ghost box, it would call him with derogatory name.
Right. Yeah.
I found that
was funny. Mm-hmm.
You know, so stuff like that. I think memorable would be, you know, the words for that I would use. There's been a lot of memorable moments, but I don't
right.
know how you would define them too, like scary or creepy or whatever, but there's a lot that was memorable.
I think for me, probably one of the more memorable ones that we've ever caught on audio was, I was doing a walkthrough with the paranormal team here in Canada, and we went to a house that was purported to be haunted by demons. And of course, most times, as you guys know, someone will say it's demonic, go in, and it's not really demonic. It can be, but most times it's not. And I went in, and I remember as I was talking to the team and we were doing our walkthrough, at one point, when they went back and review, you could just barely hear, and they couldn't even make out if it was man or woman. That's how low of the whisper it was. But it was repeating every word I was saying in a lower tone and in whisper. So you could hear the sentence, but you couldn't make out every word, but you could guess that some of the words that you couldn't understand and then the ones that you did understand. So it's like you're catching part of them repeating me. Do you know what I mean? And that, for me, was very memorable, ooh, I don't know about that. And I had to go back in there two more times after that. Just so you know, I had to go back, and I was like, man. But that, I think, is going to be one of the more memorable ones. And that was about 5 years ago, and that was pretty bad.
Right.
Well, I know
believe it or not,
I
it was
had
a
like
Mennonite
full...
farmer. Sorry?
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I was going to say, when I had my full first and last name pronounced correctly to the ghost box, I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, because my last name is not, you know, the people butcher it up all the time. And it's not awful, but, you know, it's not easy. It's easily, you know, mispronounced. And we had gotten the response of my full first and last name, and I didn't even mention my last name. I don't know if we even, at the time we were there, mentioned my first name, but
I doubt it. Maybe
cool.
Your first name, but definitely not your last name, too. I mean, that would be...
No.
I'm sure we didn't.
No,
that,
I think
that
was...
Incredible.
I haven't had that since, or any other, you know, do you know who I am, or what's my name? Do you know my name? And it was like, it gave me my full name, not just like my... Yeah,
right.
Rob, and then a lot of times Rob is probably one of those words that you can probably
think you hear,
misconstrue, think
right.
you hear, but
yeah.
not the,
right.
like I played that for like a couple people, and they're like, that's insane. you know, and I played it for a couple of people who, like, investigated, you know, had tons of investigations. They said they've never gotten their last name, you know, or full name, and, you know, they were impressed by it. And I thought it was a cool experience. And I think it's only happened at the one place. And
yeah.
You know, but
that I recall.
Was insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another place that has some crazy
activity.
It was
definitely weird.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've never had that experience. I think I've only had one experience where I was at my brother's house, and it was a couple years ago, and he's like, oh, I guess my house is haunted. So we did ghost box session. Now, I'll tell you, my first name is quite hard to pronounce. A lot of people have a hard time. And they butcher the crap out of my first name. So I go by Joni, which is very close to my first name. And on the ghost box, they said my name clear as day. Didn't give me a first and last name, but a first name very clear. And it's a Polish name, right? So I was like, wow, people don't normally pronounce my name. And wow, this one got it. We got nothing else other than that. So I don't
know.
My brother's like,
good,
that's where we're moving.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Well,
and he did. He did move not months later. He moved.
That's funny.
That's with
wow.
You know, with my name, my last name's Polish, but it's been Americanized. You know, so if they would have gotten like the Polish version, I would have been even more impressed. But you know, it still was the way I pronounce it is the way it was given to me through the ghost box.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I think there's always going to be one where you go to an investigation and you catch something on audio more so than video that will always leave you with your head scratching. Kind of like, who do we have that can verify? There's not really one person who can, you know. Got a lot of people who could give good guesstimates, right? But there's a few out there that you'll always be sitting with going, man, I wonder what that was, you know.
Right.
Those are cool ones.
Definitely.
So any plans soon to go back and do further investigating?
Oh, I've got a notebook
full of
stuff we have to do.
Yeah. At that same place as well as a few others, too.
Yeah, we have a couple locations that we're going to go to. They're really just waiting on us. And hopefully they're not listening because I don't have the set date yet. But there's two locations, in fact, that we... One we just came across, and another we investigated, but, you know, we're going to go back. And then the ones that before that, we have more that we have probably, I don't know, 15 that we need to go to. So,
yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot that, and then coming up for this year, I know that we have a lot of investigations, you know, depending on the COVID and stuff, there's more because there's people who want us to come out. It's just they're like, well, when we're comfortable, you can come out, which hopefully that's soon. But I know I would say in the next week or so, we'll probably give you a call because we'll probably be somewhere.
Yeah.
I know we'll be somewhere.
That would
probably
be really cool.
Yeah.
Not sure where we're
going to
be, but
that gentleman
we're
again,
be somewhere.
That gentleman who I spoke to last time who owned some of the property we were talking to, that was really interesting. I was like, I think it would be cool to maybe in future do another where we do like I do a remote view while you guys are on location, and let's see if we can get like the ghost box or something to kind of verify, and you know what I mean, like whatever we don't catch on ghost box, maybe I can put in, and you know what I'm saying.
That would be
really
awesome. That place is super cool, and I definitely want to get back out there for sure.
Super cool and super cold. So that's the one place that
we
probably
will not go. Well, that's what I was about to say. Once it warms up a little, because I almost froze to death. It was real cold.
Yeah.
And
that's
the thing, we investigated in the Arctic, but I just can't. This year, for whatever reason, I swear the cold has gotten colder, or maybe I've just gotten wimpier when it comes to the cold. I don't know. But
it's the old age. It gets you.
Maybe it is the old age, you know, maybe it is, because I'm telling you, I can't do it. Like, I don't even know how I have all my toes still after some of the investigations we've done. So, yeah.
Well, and I know
I think
you watched our live stream, if you watch that last live stream from that location, you will notice, and you did notice because it was on TikTok, and they do not say that it was just myself and the owner for the last like hour and a half because she was done. It was too cold. It was pretty cold. And he was like, let's keep going. And I was, you know, I there was a lot of people, and I know you were picking up on stuff, and we didn't want to go, but come like 4 o'clock and it was 4 degrees and it was just, the math was adding up to not on our side. And I think
that's what a lot of people don't realize is when we go to do investigations, whether you go as a team or you do solo, you always have to go on weather, because a lot of these places, even if some of them have been open up and running for years, who allow groups to come in and investigate, what people don't realize, like maybe the electricity's on, but the heat's not always going to be on, you know, so you're sitting
or
in the hours when you're like... or it doesn't have a lot of heat, or there's no heat at all, and it's just freezing. Remember, a lot of these houses are built, you know, years ago where they didn't have insulation. They didn't have proper windows. They're thin bean windows where a wind comes through and you can feel it. So, you know, you can bundle up and layer up, but after a while, layering up isn't going to matter. Your bones will feel the cold, you know? I think as spring comes around, there'll be a lot more investigations coming out. I know I've been sitting here lately going, come on, there's no other good shows on right now. I've been watching like Netflix, and there's nothing. There's nothing on Amazon Prime because nobody's able to get out and investigate, not just because of COVID, but the winter season too, right? So I'm excited for spring. I'm excited for, you know, people to start kind of getting back out there. And I know with you guys, when you get more closer to the season, that you'll be more busy. You know, people are coming out more as well, so I think it'll be interesting.
It's a good time for us right now because a lot of the places are not busy, so we can go in. And we've got some that are well heated that will allow us to come in. And so over the next month, I think you'll probably see us at least two good investigations over the next couple, like month or so, because we have places that we need to go. They're heated, and you know there's potential for you know, full episodes for us to shoot for, you know, undisclosed stuff, you know. So we're definitely going to be out there soon.
That would be awesome. I became a TikTok member because you guys are on TikTok. You are why I'm a TikTok member.
you should tell them that maybe they can send us some money or something, because that's something that. We're still not, like, when we talk about it and I say the word, it still sounds kind of, like, dumb coming from my mouth. But, you know, but people like the clips there. And I think we're approaching, I would say, by the end of January, we'll probably have 30,000 followers. And, you know, people like it. And I was faithful to posting stuff. I kind of took a whole month off. Which was, you know, shame on me. And, you know, posted stuff a couple, like the last week, I think I've tried to post almost every day, and it's taken back off, and we've gained, you know, 2,000 or 3,000 followers just in the past week. But for whatever reason, they really like those quick hitting. And I think people just like the quick hitting investigation clips. They're like, here's what it is. Here's 10 seconds. This is, you know, this is cool. And, you know, a lot of times people don't really care. Hey, I'm at, you know, so-and-so location and so-and-so room. You know, by the time you give them the 40-second presentation on where you're at, they're like, you know, they're so beyond wanting to watch that actual evidence. So
they yawned TikTok, already and moved
like,
on.
Like, hey, look,
you know, that's technology also. It caused us to be so short attention span. That's where it sucks. But at the same time, you know what? There's people who are working during the day and they don't have the time to sit down for an hour to watch on YouTube or anything. So when you have someone, you know, like you guys who are posting 15 to 30 second or even 60 second evidence clips on TikTok, like me, I'm at work. I'll stop for a break and take a look and be like, oh, cool. And I watch it for like a minute or two and I'm like, okay, I know what I'm watching tonight. I'm going to check them out later on, you know, which all of you guys should who's here listening, you know. It's one of those things where it kind of gives you like a sneak peek, a promo, and you get to see something really awesome, right?
That's when we talked about doing, you know, setting up our YouTube channel. You know, a lot of people ask, hey, can we watch the full clips? Because I comment like, well, you know, are the full investigations up anywhere? And my current response is no. You know, so we got to put them up on YouTube. But, you know, what I like about that is you mentioned people watching have a short attention span, and I have one as well for posting. So it works out perfect. I don't have to put a lot of attention into it.
Like, it's like a marriage in heaven, eh, Ralph?
Yeah, this is like the best platform ever. I should be like the official spokesman for it because it's beautiful. Like, I can just cut it real quick, put it up, and done.
You know what's so awesome is I remember I told you guys this months back, I see you guys actually doing more than just TikTok. I see you guys filming, and this is going to be a bigger production. So it's like I see you guys traveling across the U.S., and I keep seeing guardrails. You guys stopping over, and there's some guardrails, and I'm looking over, and I see, like, people. It's almost like an outdoor event. So I wonder with COVID, are they still going to do, you know, the Paracon? Because that was something that I was supposed to be a part of last year. Because of COVID, we had to cancel last minute, so I didn't come. But this year, with the team that's taking me out there, are we still going to do Paracon? And if we're doing Paracon, is it going to be outdoors rather than indoors because of COVID? And if it's indoors, then does that mean, like, the vision I saw of you guys where you're filming and you're on road, it's almost like, would that be a part of that, where you guys are part of Paracon? And you know what I mean? So I was just like, I wonder what more is coming, because I feel excited about this. How cool would that be, right? And this isn't just going to be something small. I mean, like, this is bigger production. So what are you guys really doing? You know what I mean? What are you really up to?
We can't tell you.
I know, but I think us listeners are interested. We want to know. Is there something in the works? Ooh, we'll have to tune in and find out.
Maybe. Maybe.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
Yeah.
Well,
mm-hmm.
So,
on our toes.
If somebody wants to get a reading from you, because not just, you know, a reading, a remote view, because I'm sure you'll do those as well. Where's the best place for people to find you?
Well, if anybody is interested in booking a session with me, they can find me on Facebook. My name is Joni White Buffalo. It's on Facebook, and I'm the only one. That's about it. I go live Saturdays, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We do a live 1 hour free mini reads. Sometimes we go a little longer. We also have paranormal roundtable discussions that we hold with my dream team. So every couple of weeks, we'll do back-to-back paranormal. We talk about everything paranormal, kind of like what you guys do, you know. The only thing is I don't get to do the investigation, so to speak. I'm just more at home in the office, so to speak, right? But, yeah, that's where they can find me, is on Facebook.
Awesome.
Sound good?
Definitely.
Awesome. Well, we definitely appreciate you coming out tonight and taking a look at the clips and, you know, talking about everything. And we'll have to do some more stuff and do some more remote calls and stuff, because we're actually thinking of, like, doing a standard segment on it, because people enjoy it and we've gotten such good responses from it. So I think it's probably something we're probably going to do more of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be interested to join in and do all that fun stuff. I think I'm just too computer challenged. I find, like, it's so easy for me to just do telephone calls. That's it. You know, Rob's like, come on, Joe, quit it with this electronic stuff. But it's the truth. It really is. I am such bad luck with electronics. I swear, if a computer could get up and run for me, it would. You know? But I'm here for you guys.
We have days where we feel the same. So we understand.
Yeah. Perfect. Mm-hmm. See, you guys got me. You got me. You understand. But yeah, anything you guys ever want or need, I'm always here for you. You know that. I've known you guys for years. You guys are amazing. So,
thank you. So are you. You're awesome.
Well, thank you. I'm going to sit back after this, and I'm going to actually look over those video clips that you sent, because now I'm kind of like, ooh, what else is going on here? Because I'm really curious. So what I'll do is I'll jot down some notes, whatever I get, just text it to you afterwards.
That'd be
cool. The one that's 43 seconds is the one that has the I'm dying, the I'm back, and that's a location that we frequent. The other two, the one that's just, I had both up on my phone, which is super weird that she had mentioned, the whistle. So I sent you the whistle because I thought it would creep you out, and I thought that was funny. And then I sent my name, because I had those both up on my phone. So
the older brother I didn't want, right?
Right.
Exactly.
You know, Jill, let
right
me
before
you
bed.
Mm-hmm. Right before bed. You're up all by yourself.
Yep.
Of course.
Right.
No problem. No problem.
That's what I'm good. I'll just go back to my timeout corner and not say anything else.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right where you belong, Rob.
That sounds
time
fair.
Out.
It's a corner.
Yep.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I feel honored to be here. I really do. I love you guys.
Thank you. We love
you
too.
You. And I will be in contact since we got a lot going on with Live Paranormal, and we probably want to get you more involved with some stuff, and get Lisa involved, and just some things going on that we'll talk to you. Maybe
we'll be the dangerous duo.
Yeah, maybe we'll try to set something up with you tomorrow because I have a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
Cool.
Awesome.
So then we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Well, thank you guys. Take care and have a great night.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
That was my generic closing like we usually do on free reading night. Well, that was interesting. Or that went well.
No, but it did. It was pretty cool. I thought it was awesome.
It did. Well, and it's interesting to, get her take because she offers a different, not approach, but, she functions differently than we do. And, or maybe I don't. Maybe I actually have the gift of, being sensitive. Though now that sounds super silly, just saying that I'm sensitive because I'm not. And, I don't know. But getting her take on it is interesting because we have to do much more to get any kind of response where that's why I'm always curious if we're like we're doing our sessions and she would be there in person and she'd be like there's a guy standing right next to you because we get that all the time and it's like I don't see a guy or I don't see a woman next to me. When we had the military medium on last week, he was saying about the woman next to me, and I didn't see it. So that's always interesting. And if we could just validate that, that would be cool.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Agreed.
Awesome. So, we do have a lot of stuff going on, not just possible projects like, grand scheme, huge things like she was saying, but, there's some structural changes to Live Paranormal. It's a bunch of new shows being added and currently, and, we have a lot of things that are really taking off, and we've got our contest. We're finally putting that together. And, we talked about we delayed it to the beginning of this year. And it's still the beginning of this year, so we're good with that.
Right.
It's not, if I prolonged it up until, like, March or something, then I'd be, lying. But, we've got a lot of big gifts to give away. And, it's going to enhance our social media, which we are, taking in different directions because we will be posting a little bit longer clips on YouTube and, people can see more of what we do than just our live streams and hear us talk about it. We'll put more clips up too because I think people enjoy, watching even just 5 or 10 minutes of an investigation and what it all entails.
Yeah, definitely.
And if they don't, we're still doing it.
That's right. Like it or not. But hopefully you like it.
I'm assuming we'll put out 5 to 10 minute clips that actually has some kind of merit to it and be like, hey, this part was cool. Not just like 5 or 10 minutes of us walking around in the dark. But hey, you never know.
Right. Yeah.
This is a clip from so-and-so, nothing happens. Enjoy.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know how the views would be on that.
I don't know.
So subpar.
Right, probably.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Average at best. But so
yeah.
Next week we will be back at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we will have more information on our contest and official launch date and some of our prizes. And I was going to say we should have some of our the people who are giving stuff away come on, but I think we've got so much stuff accumulated that we'd have to have like a 3-hour show and do like a 5-minute round robin, and that would not be that'd be so
yeah,
hard.
Yeah, it honestly wouldn't be enough for each of them to be able to actually go into detail about like who they are and what they, you know, but maybe we can make it a goal to have them, you know, have everybody on at some point
in the calendar year.
Yeah.
Because we want them to give to the next year's giveaway too. You know, we don't want to, we want to keep them happy.
That's
and
right.
That's not the
and we appreciate them.
Yeah. Because we enjoy their interview.
Yeah.
Or maybe we just want their guests. I don't know.
No.
You'll never know.
We appreciate it though.
We do. And if anyone wants to donate to our
I'm sure our listeners do,
thing,
too.
They're going to be the ones that like it the most, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think so. Going out on a limb here.
Right. And I think tonight's show was good. If any of you were looking for free readings, you only have 9 minutes to wait because we have free readings on our Facebook page tonight.
There you go.
It just dawned on me, which it should do more than just dawn on me because I'm co-owner of the network. But free readings in 9 minutes on Facebook, on the Live Paranormal page. We have Sheena is doing the free readings tonight. She follows us at midnight Eastern. So we got that.
Yeah. That's true.
Well, I guess we will... I guess I lost you somewhere on there, but we'll see everyone next week.
Yes.
But yes.
Sounds fun. No, it sounds good. Cool. I mean, it's the truth.
I thought I lost you.
No.
I got you back.
You didn't lose me.
And to bring you back in.
I've been here the whole time.
No way.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll see everyone next week, and stay tuned for just a bunch of new shows coming live for normal and a lot of cool stuff. So thanks for listening, and see you in 7 days.
Yes. Bye, everybody. Have a great week.